This next one is a fairly facetious one called Horoscope. My sign is that of Scorpio, which might help you to understand part of it. My horoscope says, oh, beware the burning look someone will turn on you on the 3rd of February. The 5th looks very good for being kind to others. Be creative, for your planets are in fecund positions. The 7th and 11th you may be introspective. Never mind. Men, clothing, fences, and old cliches that make the outlook ragged. Go shopping with a friend and buy a paper flower on the 8th or the 13th. Yeast tablets, lots of sleep will cure you on the 20th. The full moon on the cusp can wreck your best investments. Guard your tongue and harbor no indigence at evening, and sweep all of the scorpions out of the garage. Transparent in the glass paperweight of the future, my fortune whirligigs on rack and zodiac. Skirling rams and rhythms of Siamese fish and archers, aiming at cold lions and polyglots of crabs. I celebrate October, Mercury on the deathbed, poppies burning in oiled Avalons of the witches, offspring of a Stonehenge marriage, a morose, self-pitying mother, a lovely and laggard father baked in a cupcake together. Dial me out of that black, lachrymose, sunny ruin, drawn by stinging angels, chaperoned by spiders, through the jade traipse of the season, I've come to no conclusion.